Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Sam Dente. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Fred Marsh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Harshman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Harshman. And now, play ball. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Avila moves to third. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into center field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carrasquel moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards second. Avila throws to second for one, and Dente throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Carrasquel scores. Minoso moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive towards the mound. Wynn catches it and throws to second to double up Minoso. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly strikes out. One out. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shermlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed McGee now playing left field. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman strikes out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Minoso, who is chasing the ball. Wirtz reaches third base with a triple. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wirtz scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski pinch hits for Sam Dente. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a line drive towards short. Carrasquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Avila now playing shortstop. Hank Majeski now playing second base. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Philly. Fox reaches second base with a double. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 3-2, Indians. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Majeski applying the tag. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler strikes out. One out. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Majeski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0 for 1 in the game. Marsh hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wirtz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Glenn now playing first base. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman is 0 for 1 in the game. Harshman is called out on strikes. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn juggles the ball. That's an error on Glenn. Carrasquel moves to third. Fox moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Minoso is walked intentionally. Ray Narlski now pitching. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Avila fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Avila. Carrasquel scores. Fox scores. Minoso moves to third. Kell moves to second. Two runs are unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-3, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-2 in the game. Rivera is walked intentionally. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-2 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso scores. Kell moves to third. Rivera moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, White Sox. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-1 in the game. McGee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kell scores. Rivera scores. Lawler moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-3, White Sox. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0-2 in the game. Marsh strikes out. Two outs. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman is 0-2 in the game. Harshman hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-2 in the game. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-1 in the game. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-2 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Westlake pinch hits for Reynarlski. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a fly ball into center field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Mossy now pitching. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Majeski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-3 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby strikes out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith scores. Avila moves to second. It's 7-4, White Sox. Rudy Regalado pinch hits for Bill Glynn. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Avila scores. Rosen moves to second. It's 7-5, White Sox. Don Johnson now pitching. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Philly hits a ball on the ground into left field. McGee fields it, throws to second, and Regalado is out. There's the throw to first, and Philly is out. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Rosen now playing first base. Rudy Regalado now playing third base. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-5, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rosen scoops it up and throws to first, with Mossy covering, for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mossy fields it and has Lawler trapped. There's the throw to Regalado, who throws to Avila, who tags Lawler for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0-3 in the game. Marsh hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Phil Cavaretten now playing first base. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-2 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caris Quell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caris Quell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Pope pinch hits for Don Mossy. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.